The number one rule in life is to set and live up to your own standards. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's audio, we listen in as Matthew McConaughey provides 5 great rules to live by. Enjoy.
Before I share with you some what I do knows, I want to talk with you about what I don't know. Now, I have 2 older brothers. One was in high school in the early 1970s, and this was a time when a high school GED got you a job. All right, and the college degree was exemplary. My other brother, Pat, was in high school in the early 80s. And by this time, the GED wasn't enough to guarantee employment. You needed a college degree. And if you got one, you had a pretty good chance of getting the kind of job that you wanted after you graduated. Now me, I graduated high school in 1988, got my college degree in 1993. And that college degree in 93 did not mean as much. It was not a ticket, it was not a voucher, it was not a free pass go to anything. So I asked the question, what does your college degree mean? It means you got an education. It means you have more knowledge in a specific subject, vocation. It means you may have more expertise in what your degree is in. But what's it worth? In the job market, out there today, we know the market for college graduates is more competitive now than ever. Now, some of you already have a job lined up. You've got a path where today's job is going to become tomorrow's career. But for most of you, the future is probably still pretty fuzzy. And you don't have that job that directly reflects the degree you just got. Many of you don't even have a job at all. Think about it. You've just completed your scholastic educational curriculum in life, the one that you started when you were 5 years old in kindergarten, up until now, and your future may not be any more clear than it was 5 years ago. You don't have the answers, and it's probably pretty damn scary. And I say that's okay, because that is how it is. This is the reality that many of you are facing. This is the world that we live in. The sooner that we become less impressed with our life, with our accomplishments, with our career, with whatever that prospect is in front of us, the sooner we become less impressed and more involved with that and these things, the sooner we get a whole lot better at doing them. So, I'm going to talk to you about some things I've learned in my journey, most from experience, some of them I heard in passing, many of them I'm still practicing, but all of them I do believe are true. Now, they may be truths to me, but don't think that that makes them mine, because you cannot own a truth. So please think of these as signposts, approaches, paradigms that give some science to satisfaction. They're yours to steal, they're yours to share, liken to your own lives, to personally apply in your own lives in your own way, should you choose to. So here we go. Number one, and this should come up on the Jumbotron. Life's not easy. Is it up there? Life is not easy. It is not. Don't try to make it that way. Life's not fair. It never was. It isn't now, and it won't ever be. Do not fall into the trap, the entitlement trap, of feeling like you're a victim. You are not. Get over it and get on with it. And yes, most things are more rewarding when you break a sweat to get them. Number two. I love this. Unbelievable is the stupidest word in the dictionary. Should never come out of our mouths. Think about it. To say, oh wow, what an unbelievable play. It was an unbelievable book, an unbelievable film, an unbelievable act of courage. Really? It may be spectacular, it may be phenomenal, most excellent or outstanding. But unbelievable? Give others and yourself more credit. It just happened. You witnessed it. You just did it. Believe it. What about the other side of unbelievable? You know, that side when we humans underperform or act out of our best character. For instance, man flies a suicide jet into the World Trade Center. Millions die from diseases every day that we have cures for. Bob the Builder swears that he's going to have your house built by Thanksgiving, and you can't move in until Christmas the next year. Our best friends lie to us, and we lie to ourselves all the time. Unbelievable? I don't think so. Again, it just happens, and it happens every day. Nothing that we Homo sapien earthlings do is unbelievable. And if there's one thing you can depend on people being, it's people. So we shouldn't be surprised. We, us, are the trickiest mammals walking the planet. I'm not worried about the monkeys. I'm worried about you and me. Happiness is an emotional response to an outcome. If I win, I will be happy. If I don't, I won't. It's an if-then, cause-and-effect, quid pro quo standard that we cannot sustain because we immediately raise it every time we attain it. You see, happiness demands a certain outcome. It is result reliant. And I say, if happiness is what you're after, then you're going to be let down frequently and you're going to be unhappy much of your time. Joy, though, joy is a different thing. It's something else. Joy is not a choice. It's not a response to some result. It's a constant. Joy is the feeling that we have from doing what we are fashioned to do, no matter the outcome.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.